You're on ABC Southeast, where it is 16 minutes to 10 this morning, and we're joined in the studio to get our update on all of the men's shed going-ons in the region by Peter Hennis. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Bec. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you very much. Now, let's start off with the men's shed in Mount Gambier, a new roof structure.
Yeah, it's all been completed and looks pretty good out there at the moment. That's over where our containers are at the shed there. Already being used by the shed members, and it seems to be pretty good at the moment.
All right, you had a visit as well, a few visits this month, actually.
Yeah, it must be an election coming on. We've had a couple of ministers turn up. We've had the Minister for Ageing and Wellbeing turn up, Natalie Cook. She was there on the 18th, and that allowed her to have a look at the shed and what the members do there for men's, promoting men's mental health, physical well-being, and and the important that work that we do throughout the community as well.
Mm-hmm. And a
and
federal
then we
visit.
Had Tony Passon, the federal member. He's quite regular actually out the shed. He's actually a member of our shed, and we had our monthly barbecue, and he came there, and so the members enjoyed getting together with him and having a bit of a talk about what's happening in Parliament, plus general chit-chat with him as well.
And you're getting some ongoing support to the forming Nelson's Men's Shed?
Yeah, as I'll report shortly, the Nelson's Men's Shed is not far from being done, and we get different donations from deceased estates and other members of the public that bring some stuff into us at times and surplus to our needs, and we decided, well, let's hand them on to an up-and-coming shed.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you had your AGM at the start of March.
Yeah, actually last week, I think it was. President Ian Bond, thank you to him for the last couple of years that he's been president. And he stepped down, and Jeff Redwood has come on as the new president. And the opportunity also saw that a past committee member has come back onto the committee again, and a gentleman that's come down from the Riverland, he's joined onto our committee as well.
That's great to see. You were also able to recognise the years of work for a couple of members.
Yeah, it was a thing that we started a few years ago, but there was two members in our AGM that had been there for over 10 years. Wow. And that's quite an achievement for them. So we just give them a bit of recognition at the AGM.
Yeah, that's fantastic to see, and wonderful to see how long and prosperous these men's sheds are in our region and what they give to our local men and community. So that's great to see. All right, let's move on to Millicent. If you want to learn more, this is a great opportunity coming up to have a look around.
Yes, on the 29th of March, the Millicent Men's Shed are opening up all their shed, including the model train shed and the gardens and everything else. They've got raffle prizes for sale as well there, and other items as well. In the meantime, they're restoring a 6x4 trailer out there, just the metal bits, and that's for the Mount Gambier Aero Club apparently. And one gentleman, he had a beautiful haul stand sitting on the back of his trailer, and he decided he was going to go through the local bottle-o over there, and had a little bit of a mishap with it. He broke the window and shattered a few things, so he drove around to the men's shed and said, is there any chance of fixing that up? And, of course, the fellas over there decided, yeah, righto, we can do that for you. And they've actually got 60 members on their books now, which is a big increase. So they're one of the bigger sheds in the area.
Doing very well indeed. All right, what's happening at Kingston? Do we call it a men's shed?
Well, we don't really. We do call it a men's shed, but it's more of a community shed over there, because the Kingston Men's Shed, with a few of the people that have passed away and so forth of late, and in the last few years, they've actually got more women in there than they have men. So the fellas over there have been teaching them how to use the machinery and starting off small. They've been making cutting boards and learning how to use some of the heavier machinery as well. So they're moving on quite well. And at the end of the last Friday of the month, they're having a belated Irish night for St. Pat's Day.
That's fantastic to see. Port Macdonald, they have been working on the barbecue recently.
Yeah, down at the Allendale School Sports Day, they worked on the barbecue down there. And I believe that coming up there, or if it's already been on, I'm not sure, but the inter-school sports day, they're working on that as well. And they've just finished repairing another eight ball table, pool table, whatever you like to call it, and that'll be for sale at the shed, and you can contact the shed for that. And they've already started ramping up for the winter with getting their kindling up and going.
Yeah, that one's always very popular down there at Port Mac.
Yep.
Fantastic.
$9 a bag.
Very important indeed. I'm sure people will be stocking up. Now, Nelson, the shed is a go.
Yes, it's definitely a go.
Wow.
They've got everything all in place. The only thing they haven't got is when they went to build it, it turns out that they put their applications in too long and they had to reapply again.
Oh.
So hopefully they're hoping that by the end of the month they'll be have a constructed building there.
And all ticked off by the council,
yeah.
Indeed. Great to
yep.
see. Now, Tintinara, a loss?
Yeah, a big loss. I've been contacting this gentleman for quite some time and unfortunately he passed away. I want to pass my condolences on to the Tintinara Men's Shed and also to his wife. She's battling her own problems up there. And, I've been talking to him for the eight or so years that I've been doing this radio program. And it's unfortunate, but he was all right in the morning and he just turned up his heels later in the day.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear the loss. It hits community communities especially hard. They are still, doing work there at the men's shed at the moment.
Yeah, they're moving on. They've made a couple of outdoor settings and delivered them to Quorn, which is quite a trip for that.
Mm.
The person come down and paid for them and took them away, so they were happy at that. And they're making a couple of garden beds up there as well. And the termites decided that they liked their shed.
Oh, no.
And they found that one wall was infested with them. But when they found out where they were coming from, they were actually coming from a gum tree, which was over the other side of the railway line.
Oh, jeez.
So they've promptly eradicated them and had to replace the entire wall.
Yeah, well, good on them. Hope they're all taken care up there. Now, Border Town, shed is feeling very topped up.
Yeah, they are feeling very topped up because they've recently gained a couple of grants totaling about $30,000, and so with the funds they've purchased a wood mill and laid a slab down for the wood mill to sit on. That's put a overhead protection and so forth on it, and by all account that is doing well. They've got some timber there now that is going to be great for a new project coming up.
Yeah, you were telling us about the red gum tables.
Yes, they have a couple of red gum tables up there as well. And they've got more, they've sold them, but they've got more in the wings to make. So
wow.
If anyone's after a red gum table, get in touch with the Border Town Men's Shed.
Oh, very lucky. Beautiful things they are. They invited the men's probus as well along to hold their monthly meeting at the shed.
Yeah, they invited them along. They showcased what the shed does up there. They had about 45 probus members up there. And as a result, it looks like they're going to get a few new members to their shed out of it.
Yeah, that's great to see. All right, Panola, they've been making handles for cheese knives for a local orchard.
Yeah, the local olive orchard up just out of Panola up there approached them and asked them to make some handles for the cheese knives and so forth, but they've made them out of the olive timber.
Wow.
So, you know, they're very unique. And they've also made a heap of cheese boards out of various other types of timbers up there. So if you're interested in them, head up that way. And apparently they're fairly good.
They've helped out Lifeline as well?
Yeah, they've made a donation of one of these outdoor table settings to the Lifeline up there. And that's given to them to sell as they wish to make some money and so forth.
All right. And Coleraine, they've been making two large doors for the blacksmith shop in town.
Yeah, the blacksmith shop in town. There's a, apparently, and I didn't know myself, but apparently there's a unique blacksmith store over in Coleraine. It is open at various times. Mm. And they've been asked to put two big new doors on it to enhance it a little bit.
Wow, well, there you go. And some picnic seats as well.
Yeah, and restoring a few picnic seats out at the Arboretum, which is just on the eastern side as you go out of Coleraine. There's a few seats and things there, and they've also done a vintage desk.
Okay, and Hayward, they've been working with some other clubs recently.
Yeah, they've been working with the Lions Club. They're restaining all the timber in the local Lions Park over there. It's had Rotary and Lions and a few others, and been doing their renovations to the shed. And a reminder that the next cluster is in Hayward in August, and more to follow on that one.
Yeah, good to see. Now, last but not least, Portland Shed. What's going on there?
Yeah, they've been doing heaps of repairs for the community, small jobs, and renovating their lunchroom.
That is great to hear indeed. Pinners, we love hearing all about the men's sheds all around the region. It's great to see the work that's ongoing and the impact that they have, as well as the social connection and outlet that you offer for all men and women in the region. We appreciate you coming into the studio always. Thank you very much, Peter.
No worries, thanks, Beck, and we'll catch you in about 8 weeks' time.
Yes, we have been talking off-air this morning about the Select Your Version song competition today. You have a very clear vote for today's song choice, which is Hold On, I'm Coming.
Yep, we definitely go with the old version. you can leave your Tom Jones. I had enough trouble, like Rod, with my mum, listening to Tom Jones, and it's just left a horrible stain in my mind.
Oh, no. I was wondering why there was absolutely no love on the text line for Tom Jones this morning. Maybe I brought up a few scars and a few memories for young people in our region or going back to their young days. But all right, another vote for the original of Hold On, I'm Coming this morning. Peter Hennis, thank you very much. Take care of yourself. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
And with Peter Hennis's vote, of course, the original taking out the win in today's Select Your Version. Here it is.